Today on Older and Wiser.
Are you proud of America? We'll reveal what most people say when asked that question, and it might surprise you.
Despite its problems, people still love Facebook. We'll show you who's using it and who's calling it quits.
Also today, we'll predict how many of your friends are, as we speak, trying to lose weight.
Stick around. You're listening to Older and Wiser. Hey, folks, I'm Bob Bates in Los Angeles, along with Susan Sikora up there in the San Francisco Bay Area. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Bob.
As always, we're rummaging through public opinion surveys. Our first survey today comes to us from thehill.com. Americans' pride in U.S. hits an all-time low. This from the Gallup poll. Less than half of all adults now say they are extremely proud to be Americans. And this is a new low. Now, there's a difference between extremely proud and proud. Mm-hmm. Most people, 74%, say they are proud to be Americans, but a much lower percentage, less than half, say they're extremely proud. And
I wonder why.
I wonder what's causing this change. What could be? What could make us less proud of America?
Well, let's cut to the chase. Am I proud of America in general or proud to be an American? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Am I proud of the things that our government is doing right now?
Mm-mm.
No, not very, not in many ways. I wish they would up their game. I think they're capable of doing better and being more compassionate, and I don't think they're doing any of those things. It's like they're not using their brains and they're not using their hearts.
Now, before anybody gets all upset with us,
yeah,
you know, about our patriotism, there is a big difference between love and pride. In other words, you can love your child, but you may not always be proud of the things the child does.
Mm-hmm.
Pride has something to do with your standing among others. Like if you've got a car you're proud because your car looks great compared to others. So pride is more about how we perceive America as it stands next to other countries.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about watching like something like the G20, where all the world leaders are standing together.
Yes.
That's the time when I have a tendency to, my pride in America is a little tarnished. I'm a little embarrassed of what's happening. Don't know how you feel about that.
I don't have problem with the photo ops. I almost don't care. It's almost like they don't matter to me anymore. This is nice for somebody's scrapbook, not mine. I think it's good to talk to other countries, but I think you have to use some judgment in that. I think the photo ops with all the world leaders are in, I hate to say it because we don't get too political here, but I'm going to say it anyway, in horrible contrast to what's going on our borders right now. It doesn't seem like they understand how you treat children. It doesn't seem like they understand how you treat people. And I think it's an impossible situation for everybody involved.
Well, one of the things that's always made me proud of America is the way we stand for what's right.
Right.
In the world, on the world stage, we stand up for human rights. We stand up for what is good. And we're at a point right now where when we go to these meetings with world leaders, we can't hold ourselves up as the moral high ground anymore.
I can't imagine that if you walk into another country and you go someplace, I don't know, go to a cafe or something and sit and have a cup of coffee with somebody from another country, that at some point soon in the conversation, someone else is going to say, what the hell's going on in your country?
Right.
What the hell is going on in America? It doesn't seem to be the way things should be. I understand that the promise was made 3 years ago to shake things up. Things did need shaking up, but when you shake the wrong things up and make things worse, it's not, I don't know. Pride is not something I'm worried about right now. I'm just worried about how we are behaving and where is our compassion. That's all.
Now, before we take on too much criticism for being less than patriotic, which I would disagree with strongly, We are very patriotic, which is the reason why we care.
Can you criticize your country? There are countries that say you cannot. Okay, that would be a dictatorship. We are not that. We are a democracy. And we have a constitution, and we have a First Amendment, and there is freedom of speech. And I think that's one of the basics of this country, is that you can call something as you see it when you do.
And in comparison to other countries in the world, listen, there's some horrible places to live in this world, and there's no place I'd rather live than the United States of America. This is, despite my concerns, it is still the best place for me to be.
Yes.
Just for the record, before we wrap this topic, you and I are both proud of America. We love America.
Absolutely.
There's only, we'd like to see some things change.
That's I think all. You wouldn't say any of this, and I don't think you'd call America out on where the shortcomings are if you did not love your country. If you didn't love your country, then you just say, the heck with it. Do what you want.
There you go. I love that. All right. Let's move on to something you hate. Facebook. You hate it. You hate everything about it. You won't sign up for it. I don't understand why.
It's not that I hate it. I don't use it. So I mean, there's not enough involvement here to hate it. I don't like what I hear about it in general. They do need some kind of regulation, and it is starting to feel like a monopoly, and therefore, yes, no. And I don't yet, because it's a time suck. It's a time suck.
Listen, I'll go along with you on the privacy thing. Obviously, Facebook has had some real problems in that area recently. But obviously it should become a money-making platform for somebody. So how do you make money when you can't charge people? People aren't going to pay to participate in Facebook.
That's right.
So if they're going to, if you're giving them all these services, you need something back. And what that something is advertising, and the advertising needs to be targeted. And so they're using your data, the things they know about you from what you have typed on Facebook, to send you very specific kinds of advertisements. So that's the way you're paying for it. So in some respects, hey, you're getting this service for free, so Facebook needs to make some money. It's just the horses have gotten out of the stable, and it's a little out of control, basically.
I think also people who use Facebook in our age group probably would tend to like it more if they have grandchildren, because maybe the grandchildren are using it. I don't have grandchildren. If there's a couple of people that I want to stay in touch with, I have their phone numbers, I have their addresses, I can pick up a phone, I can do email. I know that sounds old-fashioned anymore, but how immediate is everything is my point.
It's pretty great. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain it to someone who doesn't have Facebook or has never had it, but I get the addiction.
Really?
I have it.
Really?
I use it.
Is it that complicated?
No, it's not complicated, but you need to sign up for it and take a look at it. I mean, if you've never really looked at it, it's hard to understand what it is it does. Okay, so here's some facts, some things that we've come across based on a survey conducted earlier this year. Here's what we do know. 7 in 10 adults use Facebook. Holy cow, that's a lot of people.
I'm 3 of the 10. Go ahead.
7 in 10 people use Facebook. Amazing.
I'm one of the 3. Go ahead.
Of those people, 74% of them use it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, that explains right there in black and white why every political campaign needs to use Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
This is where people are going. 74% of 75% of Americans are on it every single day. So, hello.
Mm-hmm. Well,
advertise.
If I were running for office, I'd probably have a Facebook page. But I still don't think I would depend on it to do the other basic things, the work I've got to do. Go out there, meet people,
sure.
Do your town halls,
right.
Do your interviews. There's plenty of places now to do these things. So,
yeah.
You know.
But Facebook is huge. 3/4 of women in the U.S. use the platform compared to 63% of men. So women love it more than men.
Well, I'm in the minority there. Go ahead.
It's used by about half of American teens. By the way,
nope,
it used
surprise.
To be much more.
Yes.
So it's going down.
Why have they decreased?
They're going off to YouTube and Instagram and Snapchat and WhatsApp and other things like that.
Okay.
They're done with it, kind of. But still, half.
That's because we older folks got on it.
That's right. You don't want a grandma and grandpa looking at your Facebook feed.
Yeah, it's got
feed.
The ew factor. Yeah,
exactly.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Now, here's the one that's really interesting and perhaps concerning. 43% of U.S. adults get news from Facebook.
Not concerning to me because I don't get my news there.
Well, I know, but you should be
but
concerned
you're right.
Because this is where... people are getting their news. And as we know, Facebook is not a vetted news source. A vetting news source. They don't do much to check to be sure that what's going out there is true. Anybody can post anything on Facebook as news and share it wherever,
including other countries,
of course.
Who'd like to weigh in on our elections? I agree.
And so far, we wonder how much has really been done to prevent that prior to the 2020 election. We just don't know. Moving on to our next topic, about half of Americans say they are trying to lose weight. So if you walk down the street,
Somebody did a survey on this.
Yeah. Well, apparently they do it relatively frequently. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's National Center for Health Statistics, they keep track of this stuff. Mm-hmm. They want to know who's trying to lose weight and how often they do it and all that stuff. Mm. So I think I don't know what it says about us as a country that 49%, nearly half of us at any given time, are trying to lose weight.
I think it says that we like our good times now and we'll do better next week. And then Monday comes and I'm going to start a diet. And by Friday, it's past the chips.
Past the chips. Friday, it's past the chips.
Past the chips.
54% of women said they tried to slim down versus 41% of men. So women are more into this weight loss thing than men. Which is, that's not surprising, I guess.
No, it's not surprising. We get criticized for our looks and get judged on them more often, even now. And therefore, and this is always, I don't know when this is really going to change and it's ever going to be equal, if ever.
Now, what it doesn't really say here, and I'm not too clear on, trying to maintain a healthy weight is one thing, because we want to try to do that throughout our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
This seems to suggest, though, that at any given time, people are on some sort of diet. They've overdone it. They've put on too much weight, and they're trying to take it off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably not good news.
You get told by doctors also is don't yo-yo. So if you're going to lose weight, and then you're going to gain it back, and then you're going to lose weight, and then you're going to gain it back, don't keep doing this back and forth.
Yeah.
That's not healthy.
Many people were saying they're trying to eat more fresh vegetables and drink more water.
Oh, everybody says that. You'd think everybody was out on the farm picking their dinner. Seriously. I'm not kidding. Really, give me a break.
Okay,
I go to the store and I buy some fresh veggies and I'll just buy one cucumber and then I haven't used it 4 days later, 5 days later, it's getting soft. Now I got to throw it out. So I think to myself, next time I'm in the store, don't buy the cucumber. You threw it out last time. So where are we going with this?
Well, that's true. If you don't eat all the vegetables in the vegetable bin, you're wasting money too.
That's true.
So when you get to that point where you're looking at yourself in the full length mirror and you're going, what do you do to lose weight? What do you do?
Well, first of all, when I moved, I got rid of my full length mirror. I don't think that solved the
smart problem,
because sometimes I think I better get a new one.
Well, listen, that's a weight loss strategy in itself. Just get rid of all mirrors and you're good.
That's true. Well, that'll ensure that you probably gain weight. Although if you get too focused on it, you get discouraged. If you don't lose right away, then, you know, I think if you lose quickly in the beginning and you weigh yourself and you see some progress, then that gives you the momentum to keep going. If it takes you a long time, if you're not doing this in the proper manner, if you're doing it in the more proper manner, which is a little bit and slowly, but you keep going in that direction, it's not as much of a high when you see the weight go down, because it's only down maybe 1 pound and not 3 or 4.
So how do you do it?
How do I do it?
Yep. How do you lose weight?
I'm just on a diet all the time like the rest of these Americans.
Really? Really? Yes. You're always watching. You're trying to maintain a healthy diet, basically.
Well, you know, I try to be conscious of what I'm eating, and I try to make little changes. So, for instance, I don't drink diet soda, but I do drink diet tonic water, which people don't even know sometimes that you can get, because most people grab tonic water and they think tonic water isn't sugar, but there is sugar in regular tonic water. So, but then I thought, but that's still the additives and so forth. So what I do.
Wait, you don't just drink it straight. You put a couple of 2-3 shots of vodka in there too, right?
No, I don't. No. What I do, I put a little bit of tonic in a glass, and then I fill the rest of it with filtered water, plain water. Oh. And that gives me the flavor of the tonic. It doesn't give me so much of the fizzy, which I don't care because I don't like it too fizzy. And it makes me feel like I'm drinking something with flavor as opposed to just plain water, which feels like a chore.
The big things that I do when I'm getting too much of a pot belly, that's my big sign.
Get on the boat. Join the crowd.
So what I do a couple of things. One is I refuse any large desserts and switch to chocolate chips. I have a little bag of chocolate chips in the cabinet, and if I really have to have something sweet, I'll eat a few chocolate chips and call it a day.
Chips of, not chocolate chip cookies, just chocolate chips.
Yeah, just the chips from a chocolate chip cookie. But I will not buy cookies in the store anymore during this period.
Oh, I know. Cookies are a downfall for me. I hear you.
We have a snack cabinet where we keep the chips and all the bad stuff. Ooh. And I will take one of my daughter's hair ties and loop it over the two knobs that hold the cabinet together, the knobs on the cabinet, so that it's hard for me to open it. I can get it open if I'm desperate, but it reminds me.
Get to work at it.
Yeah, it reminds me. Wait, you did not want to go for those chips.
I've actually put those kinds of things on a higher shelf. Not that I can't reach it. It's just it's a little more energy and a little more work and a little more time. Not much, but enough that it all adds up. And I think, grab a whole wheat cracker or something instead of, potato chips. And I stop. The other thing, too, is you can start doing these. You can do these choices, make these choices when you're in the store and what you're buying.
That is key.
Obviously, they say, go around the edge. I know. And get an apple. Don't get a candy bar. Well, which one do you prefer?
All right, our final topic today. Apparently, a lot of Americans are meditating way more than ever before. And is it modern day stress that's causing people to try meditation for the first time? But more than 35 million Americans have already tried meditation. And apparently, 14% now of all Americans do it regularly. How about that?
Well, I did.
What do you think of it, first of all?
I did meditate. I don't meditate right now, and I should meditate again.
How did you do it? Did you use a tape?
Sometimes I used a tape. A friend of mine did a good guided thing, and I used that, and he guided me through. But, a lot of it, when you read about this stuff, there's experts, so-called, who will say, just, be quiet and calm your mind for 5 minutes.
That's all it takes, maybe. Yeah.
I would think a lot of people want the quiet as a change from all the stuff that's bombarding us, be it on the smartphone, the computer, the television, the radio, if you still have one. There's always some noise or something going on.
Is it like rebooting your computer?
Maybe.
How we sometimes just turn off a couple of apps, but it's still running and it runs and runs and runs. But when you turn the computer all the way off and then turn it back on, it sort of resets,
Yes.
I wonder if it's like that.
Yes. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I think meditation just, it does have a lot of physical attributes.
Those tapes are good. And
well, they can help.
Yeah. Because what they do essentially is give you a visualization. They tell you to imagine you're on a sandy beach and they play some sound of waves crashing and the warm sun is on your face. And I can physically feel the stress sort of step down a little at a time.
Yes.
It's a nice feeling. It really is.
It is. The problem with most people not doing it is you have to carve out the time and stick to it.
Yeah.
And if every day at a particular time, whether you first thing when you get up in the morning or last thing before you go to bed or sometime in the middle of the day, depending on what's going on in your life, if you don't stick to it and say, I'm sorry, I'm doing this, I'll see you in 15 minutes. And it doesn't have to be an hour.
Yeah, it can
be
quick, right?
A lot of people think they have to be a long time. I don't have an hour to give to this. You can do it for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And it does make a difference. It doesn't make as big a difference, maybe, but I think 5 minutes a day is better than an hour once a month.
Just clear your mind for a little while.
Think of nothing. It's hard to do.
Hey, we're out of time, but we're glad y'all joined us today for Older and Wiser. Susan, what is your final thought of the day?
Well, I guess you have to sip clear water, filtered, hopefully.
Okay.
And instead of spending time on Facebook, go in a corner where it's quiet and meditate.
Thanks for being with us today for all the stuff that matters when you're 50 plus. Visit us at olderandwiser.com.